Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Physic Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 20th day of the month of Elul. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we've been davening for, Halimi Orna Bas Chen Chana, Yehoshua Heschel Ben Nechama Devora, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Vital Ben Chaya Bat Sheva. May each of them have their Refuah Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those who are still being held captive, of course, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, as well as Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Siona, who's unjustly being held in Iran. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Benavides, Managing Director at NCSY, a Rebbe as well at Yeshivat Reish Yerushalayim in Beit Shemesh, Israel, sitting here with Rabbi Benavides, share words of Dibrei Chizuk. It will be followed by him slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chav, Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And Rabbi Benavides will lead us in hour three, Mishaberach, for Sahal, for the Shuliyim, those are being held captive. And finally, Rabbi Benavides will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us an opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Benavides.
Good day, everyone. There are Tehillim recitations and Tehillim recitations. The origin, of course, of this very, very holy virtual gathering was the need for our community to be able to come together and to pray Be'ez Tzara in times of personal and communal crisis. Sometimes we feel the urgency of that gathering and of those prayers more than others. This, today, is certainly one of those times. We have the opportunity to be together today while missiles are flying, while so many of Achenu Beis Yisrael found in Eretz Yisrael find themselves in mortal and existential danger in terms of their own health and safety and in terms of the viability of the state of Israel and the threat that it faces. That requires us to reinvest in our own prayer, to reinvest in gatherings just like this that give us the opportunity to respond to crisis in the way that Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, are uniquely suited to do, the way in which we have been trained to do throughout our history. On a regular basis, throughout these days of Elul and the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, continuing through the Chagim of Tishrei, we recite the anthem of L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, one of the daily Tehillim recitations that we have, in addition to the special gatherings like this one, is to end our davening at Shacharis, for some at Mincha, for some at Mariv, with this special prayer that speaks about so many of the themes of Tshuva. In fact, in the opening Pasuk, there are no shortage of ideas that are represented in those few words. Why is this particular prayer associated, as many are throughout the Tehillim, with the authorship and the leadership and the role modeling of David HaMelech? Why is it specifically that Hashem Ori V'Yishi is given to us and presented to us in the context of L'David? Why do we speak of two different types of crisis, two different types of panic, the panic of Yira and the panic of Pachad? What is the difference between those two, and what do they represent? How do they correspond to the rest of discussion that we find throughout the Perek of Tehillim? But for today, we will focus on two others of the opening words in L'David Hashem Ori, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, God, is Ori V'Yishi, that He is our light and He is our salvation. What does it mean that He is both the light and the salvation? What are the implications of Ori V'Yishi? So there are a number of implications that in a brief minute or two, we will be able to glean, another of observations we'll be able to make about the relationship specifically between these two separate ideas of Uri the Yishi. First of all, there is clearly something in the performance of tshuva that is being presented as a process. First A, and then and only then there will be B. A person in a state of crisis asks for, prays for deliverance. We look for salvation. We look for help. We look for resolution for whatever our crisis may be. We look for protection. We look for safety. We look for wellness. We look for all that is good. The Paitan, here David HaMelech, the poet, describes to us that first, before we encounter that ultimate salvation, there must be a step that is called Uri. For one thing, this describes tshuva as a process, not an action. It's not event, even though we know Yeshikona Olama B'Sha'achas, even we know that there is a possibility of acquiring an entire world in a single moment, even though we know Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin, that the salvation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have in the blink of an eye, in an instant, we know that even those moments in time are parts of a larger process. And that for most of us, most of the time, this is obvious and apparent. Tshuva as a process, a vav hachibur that connects disparate steps in the process and builds them into a cohesive whole. Specifically, this process of Uri V'Yishi reflects the fact that our ultimate salvation is born out of a sense of understanding and appreciation for the realities of the clarity of the light of the goodness that is represented in our Torah, in our Mesorah, in our relationship with Hashem itself. This is the Uri that is the necessary step for the Yishi, for the salvation that follows it. Fascinating that there is one final and additional element to this process of Uri the Yishi. That salvation comes not from a magic trick and not from a special incantation, but that salvation comes from a depth of understanding, from a place of elucidation, a place of enlightenment, quite literally a translation of the word Uri. The Rambam, famously, in the beginning of Hilchos Tanis, describes a reaction, or the reaction, that a Jew is obligated to have in the face of crisis. He could very well be speaking about today and these very moments. Mitzvot aseh min haTorah lizok ulahariya v'chatzotzros. It is a positive Torah commandment to cry out and to sound trumpets in the event of any difficulty that arises which affects the community. There is an obligation to pray, to cry out, to recite the Tehillim. There is a further obligation to sound the trumpets. It's not clear exactly in the Torah and the original source and the Rambam's formulation, what is the role of these trumpets? We associate them, especially this month and these days, with the shofar sounds. We associate them with a call to war. We associate them with a call to any other sort of communal behaviors. But there is an obligation to cry out, an obligation to sound the trumpets. And the Rambam continues, and he remarks in Halacha Beis quite famously, V'davar zeh midarchei hatshuvahu. And these things are done because our response to crisis is always linked to the process of tshuva. Rabbi Meir Tursky in Yeshiva University, a mentor, Rebbe of mine, and to so many of us, commented not long ago in this particular Eis Tzara in time of crisis, that as a community, we get enormously high grades, as evidenced by this very call, in our ability to respond to crisis with Sa'aka, with crying out. We get very high grades in our ability to galvanize, to mobilize, to help, and to assist in the spirit of the chatzotzros and the blowing of the shofar. How often do we get to the last step, represented and described by the word Uri, of elucidation and understanding and growth that is evidenced in L'David Hashem Uri and in the process of tshuva? How often do we get to Halacha Beis in the Rambam of Davar Zeh Midarchei HaTshuvahu, that these are things that are all supposed to be catalysts for our own improvement and our own tshuva. We need not delve into the philosophical questions and the unknowable calculus of cause and effect in our behaviors and global circumstances and crises to appreciate and to understand that there is something that is meant to spur our tshuva and that our tshuva is the ultimate catalyst towards a redemption. L'David Hashem Uri V'Yishi. First, there is that understanding. There is that appreciation. There is the drawing towards a light. There is a process of tshuva. Then and only then will we experience the salvation. We will experience the redemption. We will experience the consolation, Yeshuos and Nechamos, the Soros Tovos, for all of Klal Yisrael. We will now recite the Prakim in Tehillim. Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara, ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minchosecha v'yolascha yidash nasela, yitein lecha kilvavecha v'chol atzascha yimalei, niranana v'yishuasecha u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Atayadati ki Yoshia Adonai Meshicho, Ya'aneu Mishnei Kacho, Vigvurat Yesha Yimino. Eile Varecha ve'eile Vasusim, Ba'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karu V'Nafalu, Ba'anachnu K'amnu V'Nisodad. Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Ya'aneinu V'Yom Karenu. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar, Binos Desha Yarbitseni, Almei menuchos yinahaleini. Nafshi yeshovev yancheini b'ma'agle tzedek l'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geis almaves lo irara ki ata imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha hema yinachamuni. Tarok l'fonai shulchan neged sorirai. Yishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yemei chayai. V'shavti v'veis Adonai li'orech yamim. Shir Lamalos, Esa Einai El Harim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shemayim Va'aretz. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomrecha. Inei Lo Yonum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzulcha, Al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha, V'yoreach Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Seischa Uvoecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam. Shira Malos, Imam Akim Karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tiena Oznecha Kashivos Lekol Tachnunai. Im Abonos Tishmarya, Adonai Miya Amod. Ki Imcha Haslicha Leman Tivarei, Ki Visi Adonai Kisla Nashi Belidvaroho Kalti. Nashil Adonai Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Hachesed, Beharbei Imo Fedus, Vihu Yifte Es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. Maskil David Bioso Bemaaras Sila. Koli El Adonai Ezrak, Koli El Adonai Eschanan. Eshbok Levanav Sichi Tzarasi, Levanav Agid. Vesatev Alai Ruchi Beatayadati Nisibasi, Beorach Zua Alai Tamnu Pachli. Abed Yamin Urei Veinli Makir Avad Manos, Mimeni Ein Doresh Lenashi. Zaakti Elecha Adonai, Amarti Ata Machsi Chalki Be'eretz HaChayim, Akshiva El Rinasi Ki Dalosi Ma'od, Atzileni Merafai Ki Amsu Mimeni, Hotzi'a Mimatker Nashi Lehodos Eshemecha, Bi Yachdiru Tzadikim Ki Sigmol Alai. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzara Uvashivya, Ha'omdim Bein Bayam Ubein Bayabasha, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגולה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Misha Beirach Avasein Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Eschayalei Tzva Agana Yisrael V'Yanshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishma Arseinu V'Arei Eloheinu Migvul HaLivanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim U'Min Hayam HaGadol Ad Levo HaRava U'V'Chol Makom Shehem V'Yabasha V'Avir U'Vayam. Yitein Adonai Es Oyveinu HaKamim Aleinu Nigafim Lepneihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Eschayaleinu Mikol Tzar V'Tuka ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה ויעצחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בחסר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, V'kuyam v'hem ha'kosuv ki Adonai Eloichem ha'oleichim achem li'hilachem lachem imoivechem lo'shiachem v'nomar amen. Mishaberach avaseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo Hu yivarech yishmar v'yimtzoras ne'edarei tzeva aganal Yisrael u'shvuyav v'yaz kol acheinu ha'nesunim b'tzor v'shivya ba'avur shekol ha'kal ha'kadosh hazeh mispalel ba'avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachmim aleihem v'yotiei mechoshech v'talmavas u'mosorseyem yinatek u'v'mimtzorkoseyem yotiei v'yayshiveim mehera l'cheik mishbochoseyem Yodu ladanai chastov nevlosav l'nei adam v'kuyam b'hem mekrashikasov Uftuye Hashem Yeshuvun Uvaution Birina. Visimchas Olam our Sham Sason Visimcha Yasigo Vinaso Yagon Vanacha Vinomar Amen. Misha Berach Avasena Rabam Yiskov Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech Virape S. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Olav L'Hachlimo U'L'Rafaso L'Hachaziko L'Hachliyoso V'Yishlach Lo Meher Rafua Shlema Min HaShemayim L'Ramach Ha'Evarav U'Shta Yidav V'Sok Shach Olei Yisrael Rafua Sanapesh U'Rafua Saguf Hashta Bagolav Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Thank you so much for my benefit. I look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. It's such a pleasure to be here sitting together with you, have you on the program. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.